Meseches Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishna Yud. Tesha Naros Nidran Kayam. There are 9 subcategories of girl that when they make Nidarim, their Nidarim are Kayam, meaning that the Av no longer has Rishus to be made for their Nidarim, as they no longer are in the Rishus of the Av. Now there are 3 categories. One category is a girl that's Yusoma B'chaye Avina, which means that even though her father is still alive, she has a din like Yusoma, which would be that she was married and then later on divorced or widowed. In such a case, even though her father is alive, since when she was married, she left her father's rishus, even after a divorce, she cannot re-enter her father's rishus, so therefore, if she makes a neder, the father cannot be made for. That is the first category, which is yisoma b'chaye ha'av. The second category is a plain yisoma, meaning that her father died, so therefore, since her father died, there is no longer anybody who could be made for her neder. That's the second category. The third category is a bogeres, meaning a girl that is no longer a nara, she is already 12 and a half. At that point, she leaves the reshus of her father. Her father no longer has the schus to be made for her neder. So therefore, there are 3 categories, and each one of these 3 categories is broken up into 3 subcategories. So altogether, there are 9 subcategories of girls that the father no longer has the schus to be made for their neder. Bogeres v'hi yisoima. Now, the first category the Mishnah will explain is the category of a Yisoma B'chaye Ha'av, that she was married, and then she got divorced or widowed. Now her father no longer has the Rishus to be made for a Nedarim. Now the first subcategory is a Bogeres, meaning a girl that made a Neder after she was already 12 and a half, and she is also a Yisoma, meaning a Yisoma B'chaye Ha'av. She was married and then divorced, and then she became a Bogeres and made a Neder. So now there are 2 reasons why the father cannot be made for her neder. A, she is a bogeres, and B, she was already married. Nara ubagra vihi yisoma. The second subcategory is a girl that made a neder when she was a nara, and then afterwards she became a bogeres, and she is also a yisoma b'chaye av. She was already married for shus of the father. Now, even though she is divorced, the father no longer has a shus to be made for her neder. The third subcategory, Nara Shalo Bagra Vihi Yisoma, a girl that makes a neder while she is a Nara, and even though she did not yet become a Bogeres, still the father cannot be made for her neder, as she is a Yisoma B'chaye Av. She was married, and then she got divorced or widowed. These are the 3 subcategories that are Nechla in the category of Yisoma B'chaye Av. Now we will discuss the second category, which is a plain Yisoma, meaning that her father had actually died. Bogeres umesavia, the first subcategory, is a girl that is a bogeres. She is already 12 and a half at the time she made the neder, and her father also died. So there are 2 reasons why nobody could be made for a neder. A, she does not have a father, and B, she is a bogeres. The second subcategory, nara bogeres umesavia. She made the neder while she is a nara. She subsequently became a bogeres, and her father has also died. So therefore, there is nobody to be made for a neder, and also she is a bogeres, and even if her father was alive, he would not be able to be made for her neder. Nara shalo bagra umeis avia. The third subcategory is a girl that makes a neder while she is a nara, even though she did not yet become a bogeres. Still, since her father died, there is nobody here to be made for her neder. Those are the 3 subcategories that are nichla in the category of a yisoma. Now we will discuss the third category, which is somebody who is a bogeres. She is already 12 and a half, and that is why her father can no longer be made for her neder. The first subcategory is Nara Shemes Aviha Umi Shemes Aviha Bagra. She made the neder while she is a Nara, and her father died, and after her father died, she became a bogeres. So therefore, since she is a bogeres, and also she does not have a father, nobody could be made for her neder. The second subcategory, Bogeres Aviha Kaim. She is a bogeres at the time of the neder. Her father is still alive. Even so, he cannot be made for the neder since she is a bogeres. And when a girl becomes a bogeres, she leaves the reshus of her father. Nara bogeres via kain. The third subcategory is that she made the neder while she is a nara. She subsequently became a bogeres, even though the father is alive. Since she became a bogeres, the father could no longer be made for the neder. These are the 3 subcategories that are nichla in the category of a bogeres. Altogether, 9 subcategories. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Hamasi Bito Hakatana, Venit Amana, Onit Garsha, Vachazra Etzlo, Adayin Hinara. Also, somebody who marries off his daughter while she is still a katana, as the Torah gave her shuk to her father to marry off his daughter even while she is a katana, and then she subsequently becomes widowed or divorced, and she goes back to her father, even though she is still a nara at the time she makes the neder, the father cannot be made for the neder. And Rabbi Huda is adding a chiddush over here, is that even though she was married off while she is still a katana, and she got divorced, even so, she does not go back into the reshus of the father. This is the yidin of Yisoma b'chaye af. Mesachah Nedar Paraket Aleph Mishnah Yidal. Koinim she'eni nenes la'aba u'la'avicha im oisa ani apicha. And Isha that makes a neder to her husband, answering on herself like a korban from benefiting from my father or from your father, meaning her father-in-law, im oisa ani apicha. In the event that she does work for her husband, as soon as she does work for her husband, she will not be allowed to benefit from her father or father-in-law. She'eni nenes la'ach. Or vice versa. She asks on herself from benefiting from her husband if she does work for her father or father-in-law. The Baal would have a right to be made for these two nedarim, even though a Baal could only be made for a nedarim that are inu nefesh, that cause discomfort for her, or are dvarim shebeino lebeino, they cause inconvenience for the Baal. And these two nedarim do not cause any inconvenience for the Baal, as in the first neder, she simply does not have to benefit from her father and father-in-law, and then she can work for her husband. And in the second neder, she simply does not have to work for her father or father-in-law, and then she can benefit from her husband. Even so, these nedarim are considered beino lebeino, and since in the first neder, as soon as she does work for her husband, she cannot benefit from her father or father-in-law, this is embarrassing for the Baal, that by virtue that the Isha is doing work for him, she cannot benefit from her father. Therefore, it's considered beino lebeino, and he can be made for. And in the second neder also, since by benefiting from her husband, she cannot do work for her father or her father-in-law, this is also very embarrassing for the Baal, so therefore it's considered beino lebeino, and the Baal could be made for these two nedarim.